The DVD, 16th of November, 2009. I'm Matt Curtis, and this is the Online Podcast with your hosts.
John Windsor.
James Knight.
And Ian Reese.
On today's show, we have... TVMG, Music Minute, Techie Time, News and Reviews.
A new segment. I only just found out about that Techie Time.
Techie Time?
Techie Time.
Did you not get the memo?
I did not get the memo.
Sport with James and John. What's new in the life of James Knight rants about?
Okay. All right, awesome.
Let's go! How is everyone doing today? How's it going?
I'm feeling very, very...
mild.
I was about to say mild.
I knew you were going to say mild. That's what you say. Oh, by the way, I've been meaning for you to say, so sit back, relax, get some snacks, cue crazy intro. Go on, say. And get the keyboard out, because it's already plugged in.
Can we do that?
Yeah,
I haven't done that in a while, have I?
All right. Let's go. It's the 44th episode of the show, I believe.
Jesus, we're approaching 50.
Bit of a palindrome. Know what I'm saying? Sorry, elbows you in the testicles.
Oh yeah, man.
Let's go. I know. 44. All right. Mm. Say the thing.
All right. So everyone, sit back, relax, grab some snacks, open up the underlined box.
Fuck.
And sing with your family, cue cheesy intro.
Underlined podcast makes me smile. Underlined podcast makes me laugh.
Right, let's start onto TVMG.
Sure, bitch, bum, bum, bum. I love underline, blah, blah, blah. I love underline, blah, blah, blah. I love underline, blah, blah, blah. We have James Knight, blah, blah, blah. We have John Windsor, blah, blah, blah. We have Matt Curtis, blah, blah, blah. And we have the other guy who pushes people out the window because he hates them.
TVMG.
That was a bit... What the hell was that?
That was a cheesy intro, man.
That was very cheesy.
Anyway.
New South Park is good.
Couple of episodes were a bit.
Yeah, actually, I don't know why I wrote that, because I don't really like some of them.
Like the, what was the one? The Wales one? I don't know.
I love the Wales one, I gotta say, that was probably my favorite. Go on, Cartman singing Poker Face.
Oh, that was funny.
That was one of the brilliant things.
Pat Poker Face.
SG, alright, then I didn't like the wrestling one.
I didn't like the wrestling one.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't really like the Harley one. I mean, like, I appreciate the joke, but it went on for way too long.
Yeah,
that felt so. Was it the Smurfs episode? That was probably the best one, I think.
I missed that one, probably.
You missed it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was, Cartman was, reading the morning announcements. And he was, like, making it all in conspiracy and everything. It was really funny.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too good. I thought last series was the climax, yeah. You know? Do you watch South Park?
No.
Do you watch South Park?
Not really, no.
That's a bit bollocks, wasn't it? Moving on. X Factor.
It's still shit.
It is still shit. You're right.
Who actually went through? Because I missed it.
Fucking Boy Daniel's the prick.
You're just jealous because you're not as attractive as him.
Not at all. He's a fucking fat.
He's a fucking fat.
The guy with the afro, he got voted out, didn't he?
Why the hell did that happen?
He was like the only one that did a decent job on Saturday. Besides Jedward, I thought they did quite well.
Really? Yeah. Really? I think...
What? Despite them not singing a Queen song on Queen Night.
Oh, it was a Queen...
Why the fuck were they doing a Queen Night anyway?
What's wrong with Queen?
I like Queen, right? But I just don't like the idea of them doing Queen on X Factor, so all the dicks on X Factor can ruin Queen.
I agree with you there, John. I agree with you
James,
there.
James, what do you think of this week's X Factor?
It's mediocre, everyone's crap, none of them can sing, and nothing, they'll get nothing out of it anyway.
I did it with Brian May and, what's his face, Roger Taylor.
Yeah, he was alright, yeah. They were. He's like, oh, I love the bird, she's fucking lush. That's basically what they said. Jedward's still in. Lloyd, bit of a wanker. Danil. I like Danil. He's a dick.
What's his name?
Daniel.
I thought it was Daniel.
Alright, spell it. D-A-N-Y-L. Daniel.
I thought it was like one of those crazy spellings, but it said the right way, like Cindy.
No.
Alright.
I like Joe.
He can hit the high note too well, to be honest.
You're a very picky guy.
Yeah, X Factor. Heating up. And I have a feeling that Jedward's going to be that.
I have a feeling.
Jedward's going to be one of those actors. They get to the very final and then they vote out. And then that, what's his name, guy will win. Daniel
will win?
Yeah, that's fine.
I think Joe will win, really.
Daniel, I don't know.
Jedward, I can definitely see going on CITV. Going on Nickelodeon.
Butlins.
But, yeah. Work it down.
I was actually seeing these interviews with all these kids who love Jedward, and they were saying they're amazing and they're good and they're amazing and they're good and they're amazing and they're good. And they said Simon Cowell's stupid for not liking them.
Stupos. No, do you know what I think it is? Right. I forgot what I was going. You got to remember that they're 18 years old. If you look at them, they look like a bunch of 10-year-old wankers who get dressed by their parents. And who have you see it, they have no facial hair, they have no signs of
puberty
at all. Oh, we're gonna win because our mums love us, but I really don't want to go home because, like, I don't have any friends.
Right, so X Factor, that's
a bunch of Willy Wonkers, to be honest.
The new card was being released. The biggest game release of all time!
James? James?
Yeah.
Any opinions? How's it going for you, James? What's new with you? What's up?
My nephew.
What's going on in here?
Well, let him speak.
My nephew was born today, this morning.
Oh, congratulations. Come on, everybody. Give it up for little Jamesy James.
What's his actual name?
Jamesy James Jr.
Lucas.
Lucas?
Yeah.
Lucas
James?
Any middle name?
Scott?
Thomas John.
Nice.
Lucas James Thomas John.
Yeah.
I've got a cousin called
Lucas Cat. Knight. I think I like that. That's a good name. They chose what do you reckon? I'm Lucas Knight. Come on, it's brilliant. I'm going to be called Lucas Knight.
Didn't you say his name is Knight or something?
It'd be like a combination of George Lucas and Jedi Knight. See, that's me thinking outside the box.
Can I be Lucas Knight?
You can be Lucas Knight if you want to.
I'm Lucas Knight, and this is the Underline Podcast.
The new cards, but, you know.
It's good.
Again, all you care about, another game. I have a niece.
Child's
oh,
people.
I don't care.
Children suck. Games are all the...
James? John? Yes. How was school?
It's alright.
What happened? Tell me about it! What funny things happened? Go on, there must be some funny things.
Graphics, right? We gotta like make promotional material or like a website or something for either a game, a sport, a band, or perfume. Basically, most of the chavs are doing about Call of Duty.
Chanel. Smells nice.
Yeah, so basically, most of the chavs are doing about Call of Duty, right? And then Liam goes, oh, me and Morgan just sat listening to music, like AC/DC or something, I think it was. And all we heard
Morgan,
then,
definitely.
All we heard then was Liam go, oh, you wouldn't get handguns in COD, Connor. So we were just creasing at that for ages.
Oh, Leon. Good times.
No, not Liam.
Liam?
Yeah.
Oh, the ginger kid. Yeah. Oh. Oh, not him. Not him. Oh, yeah, I saw Yain in town. That was fun.
Yeah,
you were there as well. Yeah. Why weren't you there, James?
Because I couldn't be asked.
Could have been like, Underline Party on the Moon. It's Bart's Moon Party from Outer Space. Alright, what are you guys doing?
Who's that dude you were?
Oh, that's Clayton.
That was Clayton, yeah. I thought I'd mention him. He's one of the three fans of the show, including Vicky and Danielle. And he's a very nice guy. And he was kind of say, I know you from the podcast. But he didn't. He did want to say that 2012 was quite good. Oh, yeah, yeah. 2012. About that. You're going to do that.
COD. Yeah.
Fucking do it then, man!
Yeah, so, I think it sold, last thing I heard, it was like 5 or 6, maybe 7 million copies.
And yeah, it's 7, man.
And they had a launch in Leicester Square. It was, you know, all these big stars there, everyone who worked on the game, it was huge.
I'm gonna play this game till I crap my pants.
And, but yeah, it was good, we've all played it. John
has played it. Yeah. What are your thoughts, John?
It's pretty much the same as COD 4, to be honest.
I agree. Do you want to do a review of it?
Yeah.
Collectively?
Mm-hmm. So, James, yours? Your input?
I think it's some things are good, but I don't like a lot of the things. I know that's quite a shit review.
That is the worst. Please!
So it seems like something you're on like current TV, like a nervous guy on the show. The game is quite good, but I don't like a lot of things. And then it ends to something much better.
What do you think? In honest opinion, is the best road sign ice cream party of all time?
The 30 mile an hour vanilla ice cream party.
Thanks. All right. What do you like about it? And what don't you like about it, James?
Are we on about still on about the ice cream road sign?
Not the ice cream road sign. Were you mad? No. We're on about. Oh, yeah. COD.
What do you like about it, and what don't you like about it?
I like some of the new guns, like the Famous and the other one, the Spaz 12. But I don't
Spaz 12, more like Spaz James.
That was in Rainbow, wasn't it?
Yeah,
which you don't like.
No, Rainbow like Party from outer space. Sorry.
And I don't really like the Semtex or the knives, to be honest. Because it's really hard to aim the knives, I found, and the Semtex is just gay because it sticks to you.
Yeah, the knives seem a little bit of a gimmick, really. They're fun to show your friends when I just knife that guy, but in reality, it's not going to get you any kills. But the campaign, though, was pretty damn immersive. One of the most immersive games. Alright, what are you doing? One of the most immersive games I have played recently. You know, it feels much, much more like a film than the original. It's got a superb voice cast. That's... And Spec Ops mode is pretty damn good. Me and Matt were playing that. What's your thought on the game? What's your thoughts on the game, Matt?
Campaign's too short. It's a bit bollocky, to be honest. But the short campaign is filled with good things, yeah, exactly. I would say. A lot of people said was, you know, they're like, oh, we'll have, like, a snowmobile, but it'll, like, catch on fire, like, in the space. And they'd be like, we can write that in somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
a bunch of crazy things just tied around in some really shit story.
I just want to say, sorry for last week when we over-exaggerated with the space thing. We thought it was going to be, like, crazy moon mission or something.
It's called Moon Party from... Sorry.
It's not that. It's just, like, it's... Well, I won't spoil it for you, but it's, We definitely over-exaggerated. So, sorry, Infinity Ward. That bit was actually pretty good in the game. But in all...
They are listening, by the way. Yeah, they are listening.
Infinity Ward. But, yeah, what a lacking length it makes up in content, really.
I have nothing to say, as I do not approve of that news.
So next up, should we just skip a few of these because we're running short on time?
Okay. Channel 4 is going to broadcast in 3D next week.
Really?
Should be interesting. Yeah, it's called 3D Week. Surprisingly.
Well, everything's going to be 3D.
I think everything's going to be 3D.
Well, what about people who want to watch just TV?
No one can. Hold on. Should we look it up?
Don't Channel 4 have, like, the Queen's coronation in 3D or something?
Oh! Cool. Man. Channel 4 will broadcast three-dimensional programs as of this week until next Sunday and is partnering with Sainsbury's to give away free 3D cardboard red-blue spectacles.
Okay.
So it's polarization 3D, so that's kind of gay. You can get them... the Queen Coronation.
Nice.
Get Darren Brown.
Hey.
Get I don't think all of them are in 3D. I think
the entire programming for an entire week is 3D.
That would be cool though. That would be quite cool. Alright,
Right,
Left 4 Dead's coming out. Good stuff.
Yeah,
what else is here?
Music Minute.
Oh. No, wait, hold on. This could be interesting. I didn't save it.
Let's let John read this.
Calvin Harris is on Pineapple Week. Right, that's pretty much it.
Calvin Harris, Pineapple Week.
Yep.
Nice. Alright.
Same.
Absolute greatest, what?
Yeah, Queen have got a new greatest hits album out. Oh, nice. Is featuring... They've already got a greatest hits album out, but this one has a lot more songs on there. And, yeah. Hopefully it'll be
songs.
Good.
It's got... Such as Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, Radio Gaga, and all those.
I don't really like Radio Gaga, I think it's a bit of a shit song.
Really?
Yeah.
All we hear is Radio Gaga.
I didn't like it very much.
Right, techie time! James, I think we should get you to read this.
James with John.
James, techie time! Microsoft Zoom to launch in the UK.
Zune movie downloads for Xbox 360, but no word yet on a UK Zune HD release. For the first time since launch in 2006, Microsoft has decided to sell and back Zune-branded products outside the US. It's been a long time coming, but the announcement will see the brand hit 18 of the world's biggest markets, including the UK. Before you get too excited, though, we must point... We must point out that we've heard nothing concrete about the Zune HD personal media player being launched within these shores.
Fuck.
Instead, the Zune we're being told we'll see refers to the remodeled movie and music streaming and download service about to hit the Xbox 360.
What a waste of bloody time.
Well, yeah, when I got the beta, though, Zune is looking pretty damn plain right now. It seems exactly the same as, the video marketplace. So, yeah, nothing really too new. Yeah, should be okay.
I do quite like the Zune. I think that's really cool. I'm a bit kind of underdogs, I don't like the iPhone because it's too dominant,
What I did like about the whole Zune video thing on 360 though was you can actually, it's a bit like Netflix for what they got in America, is where you can download a movie, then invite up to 7 of your friends to come watch it, which is and your friends don't actually have to have that movie on their playlist. Only one person needs to pay for it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Next.
All we hear is Radio Schmaga.
News. Kids. What?
Oh, and yeah, that's news.
Okay. Wait.
John, can you read this, John?
I can do this. Someone's calling someone. John's got to take an important business call.
That's a damn good text thing.
Hi.
Could get annoying after about 3 texts. Read this, John.
Wait, there I am texting.
Oh, bloody hell. I'll read it then.
60% of all kids have been cyberbully victims. Windows Live Messenger and the social network Bebo are the top places for cyberbullies, according to the league standings from a charity outfit called Beat Bullying.
Oh, no.
Up to 340,000 children are being bullied online, with 2/3 of all 11 to 18 year olds admitting they have experienced some sort of bullying on the web. Some kids even receive death threats when using social networking and other websites.
Bloody hell, grow up here. Turn off the computer. How fucking hard is it? It's not like you've been beaten up in an alley. They've taken your phone off you. They've taken your money off you. You can't get home. You can just turn off the computer. Do something else.
No.
Look at that. According to the charity, Bebo is often called the nickname Bullybo.
Oh! I think we need to make an official pwned jingle kind of thing. Let's not do it now, we'll put it in later. It'll be professional.
Yeah.
Oh, among many young people, yeah. I know loads of people who call it Bully Bo.
Should we use that as the episode title?
Bully Bo. That's a good title. Oh, seriously, right? You faggots. You're right. All losers.
Thanks, Andrew. Now, a review of 2012. You want to do that? Real quick?
John didn't do anything. He was messaging.
Yeah, he... Oh, wait, yeah. Fuck off. John. Right.
More like, no thanks, John.
Can we finish texting, you know what?
2012 review. Now, John.
Yes.
On the weekend.
Hold it, John.
On the weekend, me and you went to see 2012.
Yes, we did.
What were your expectations before going to see the film?
Well, I was expecting it to be a good film, but I wasn't expecting it to be like amazing. An amazing film. Just like, all right, and that's exactly how it was.
Yeah, it was a pretty entertaining film. It wasn't like one that I'd, you know, like bow down to and, you know, get on DVD a million times and stuff. But I liked the acting. That was all right. What was that little girl? Damn it.
Oh, the Japanese girl you want about. That was funny as fuck. Stop texting me!
It's a pretty funny scene, though, with... Yeah, it's a pretty funny scene, though, with the Japanese girl. We'll get into that later. But yeah, the... Shut up! but yeah, it's kind of reminded me of War of the Worlds with the girl. She was a pretty damn good actor, and she was able to, you know, bounce off all the other actors very well. That came out wrong.
Bounce...
But yeah, it's based on the whole, you know, 2012 Mayan calendar conspiracy that the world's gonna end December 21st, 2012.
I know, yeah, and the omen is coming for you. What are you gonna do?
666, man, it's gonna happen. it's gonna happen on the 66th of. Wait, no.
Forget it. Basically, when the omen came out a few years ago, Yayan shit himself over the omen coming to get him. He was like, "Oh, boys. I'm really terrified about that abbot we saw in the cinema just then.
There's a dog on a swing."
I'm like, "Oh no. What's gonna happen, Yai?" And then like on the 5th he was like absolutely just like, "Oh boys, I might not make it to tomorrow." And we were like, Holy shit, Yai, what's gonna happen? Like, the world's gonna end and the omen's coming for us. Seriously, what a
Nostradamus, man, he made me scared.
Yeah, but he also predicted that the world would end in like 1888, and he was wrong.
But yeah, 2012, I've actually come to grips with the fact that it's not going to happen.
Although if it does happen, I don't owe you anything.
You're going to come to my house and say, "We're sorry, alright? You were right, and we were wrong.
The omen has come together, so he was just waiting another 6 years to, you know, get through puberty. You know."
But yeah, it was a good film. Check it out. Not sure.
Check.
It's maybe worth, like, I don't know, a rent or something. Yeah, not too bad. John, how many thumbs?
I'll give it 1.5 thumbs.
Lush. I'll give it.
You look like a sailor.
Yeah, I'll give it the same. So that's just that 1.5 a thumb off of being.
Oh no!
Scotland sack Burley.
Oh, what was Burley?
That guy, that miserable.
Oh, break it down for me now, Yayan. You're breaking it down.
Sport, with James and John, motherfucker in the house.
The Scottish Football Association has confirmed George Birdie's tenure as the Scotland manager has come to an end following a board meeting at Hampden Park. SFA officials met on Monday to discuss whether Birdie's position had become untenable following Saturday's miserable 3-0 defeat to Wales on Saturday.
Excuse me.
Oi! Wales! Oi!
He wasn't playing. I'm just saying.
But the thing is, though...
Look at him. He's clearly unfit to play football. He's a miserable old man who does not deserve to be treated like this, okay, man?
But the thing is, though, it says... Following Saturday's miserable 3-0 defeat to Wales on Saturday.
Thanks, since we didn't...
How the hell did that happen? Wait. It's got to be Wales to get them that alarmed over the manager. We lost to who? Wales!
Was it
what the hell?
Did it happen on Saturday, John?
No, Sunday.
Alright, okay. Anyway,
Oh, I just realised what you meant there. I thought you were just on about Wales. Oh, right.
No.
Our football team is appalling, though. Come on.
Who is having
3-0 to Wales!
Who's all here to the Wales football team, anyway? Aside from John.
People that support Cardiff City.
Aside from John.
Cardiff City. No. Cardiff City FC.
Yeah, John, do you hear about that German goalkeeper who jumped in front of a train?
Yeah, some German goalkeeper, right? He used to be German goalkeeper. Played for, like, Barcelona and some other team, right? Mm-hmm. Decided to commit suicide, and then you like jumped in front of a tree. Then.
Oh, I did. Just...
All right, hold on. All right.
What the fuck do you have in your pocket, man?
That's the.
Oh, I thought it was like pants or something. I was like, what the fuck?
In a pants pocket. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right. Are you sure it was a suicide? Because
yeah.
Think about it. Right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He was playing FIFA Street. Yeah.
Which is terrible.
You know, his nephew was running it up, you know, the field. And, like, he shoots for it. And then this goalkeeper is so amazing. He jumps, like, 12 feet into a train. I mean, that's just bad timing, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm just... Don't rule out the possibility that he was playing FIFA Street. Because it does that to people. Okay, man?
Alright, that was okay. Sport. What we got next?
Next we have...
What's new in the life of? And then James better prepare something for Ryan.
What's new in the life of James?
James, what's new in
We've
your...
We've already had this discussion.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, is
your nephew born today, James?
Yeah. Alright, what's new with Ryan?
Huh?
What's new with you?
Nothing's new with me since last week, really, so I can't really comment on much. How about you, Matt? What's new in the life of Matt?
Well, I have my mocks coming up soon.
Same.
I know, it sucks, man.
Yeah, we all do.
Well, fuck
Except for Come Calm, it's been delayed till February.
Why?
I don't fucking know, man.
Are you talking to in Come Calm? I don't approve of this.
I wasn't talking to anyone in Come Calm.
How do you know?
Because Leanne, right?
Who's it?
Yeah, right.
My mum and dad.
Well, Dean, yeah. Leanne's
brother.
Boyfriend, Dean, his daughter has a friend called Jess.
Who has an auntie called...
Who goes to Come Calm.
I hate people's claims to fame. It's like you mention anything to do with celebrities. It's like, oh, my sister's best friend's auntie's uncle's brother's mother's cousin called friend, bitch, knows. Duncan from Blues Cleaner. And it's like, holy crap, that is the best connection ever.
Right, what's going on like from the
There seems to be some disturbance.
In the force.
A Halloween hurricane. Has entered
speaking of,
the facility.
Speaking of Halloween, did the spices work?
Well, I had eaten the chili afterwards.
Oh man,
it was good. Oh, and no big boobs. Sorry, man, no big boobs.
Ah well, all right.
I was telling my friend that story, and they found it very interesting. I'll find it now. All right, James. In the meantime,
rant.
I think it's pretty stupid that we have to. Do our mock of our maths exam, seeing that we did it like last week. What the fuck is the point? We just did a GCSE exam on it, and now we're going to do another mock on it like a fortnight later. And Miss Fearing's excuse was is so you don't forget about maths until January.
I'm sorry. I got to complain about the, but your you know, Risker's policy on GCSEs. I mean, you did. How many exams did you do in science?
Must have been loads.
Six, I think.
Six. Why did you do six?
Because we did did biology. Like we, I think we did two of each. We did two biology, two physics, and two chemistry.
Why?
I don't believe it. Because we only had two teachers, they had to split each one between them.
Okay, that about wraps it up for today's show. Shoutouts, I think. Shoutouts.
My shout-out is not to John, because he's an asshole.
James.
My shout-out's to Lucas, because he has a cool name.
Well done, Lucas. Yeah, thanks, man. Cheers.
Yep. And an applause for Lucas again.
No. Good night, everybody.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't give a shout-out.
No,
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. My shout-out is to my dad.
Colin!
Yeah. He was in a.
I even wrote sorry.
He was in some kind of like sport and a team thing recently, so that was pretty fun. Well done, Dad. So we'll see you soon. To visit our archive of past shows, go to theulp.podomatic.com to visit our newer shows and to visit our site and to see our newer shows, go to underline.co.nr, or if you really want to, underline.podomatic.com. And if you want to send us a fan mail, then please feel free to send it at underlinepodcast@hotmail.co.uk. We'll read pretty much anything you send us, spam mail, anything. So we'll see you next week for another fun-filled 30 to 45 minutes of epicness. We'll see you soon.
Let's go. All right, guys. All right, let's make up a story, all right? There once was a man, all right, who lived in the distant...
Get in the show, man.
Distant future, yeah, of New Metropolis, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And basically, right, there were these, like, cyborg aliens, yeah?
Cameras operated by what's his name?
Morgan Freeman Brown?
No, the Welsh guy.
Myron
Anthony
Bevan.
Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins.
And then, there were some naked scenes, and then some people came into the apartment. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah. All right. There is a man called James. He walks down the road. He sees a car. He misses it. He walks across the road. He looks across the road again. He crosses it again. Misses two more cars. Looks around, crosses it again. A truck drives past him slowly. He crosses it again. Car walks past with its legs. And suddenly, out of the mist, the biggest car walker ever lands on his brain.